Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show. They be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul, is you living? We all under attack, is you different? I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner. Gangs got their sights on him, on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my appeals dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though.
Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence.
Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma,
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstate for visit days.
Remember Tony got stabbed,
may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature
of the crime.
I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though.
Bismillah, in the name of Allah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah, and all praise and thanks belongs to Allah, and may his praise and salutations be upon his last sealed messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. And hello everyone, thank you for joining us tonight as we always begin with doing everything in the name of Allah, God, the most gracious, the most high, the creator, the provider and sustainer, the one who disposes of all of our affairs. Welcome, everyone, to Point of Impact. Here we are, rocking again, y'all, rocking again. All praise is due to Allah God. Yes, and we will be joined today with two beautiful, beloved men. Of course, you know me, your host, Malad, Derek Hansford, along also Minhaj, and along with our beautiful our co-host, Miss Krista Ellison, and my main man, my brother, my sister. Man, y'all don't understand us. And of course, Hassan Shabazz. Yes, we are here. We are your host, and we are Point of Impact. And welcome tonight, y'all, as we enjoy, I'm telling you, I know we are going to enjoy a very insightful conversation with these two brothers, Willie X, my man, and of course, my main man, you know what I'm saying, who always be coming through you know, and doing his things. And we brought him back on the show a few times. Hold on, everybody. I got a little technical difficulty here. What is going on? Okay. Can you? I don't know if you all can hear me. Okay. Okay. Let me make sure I got it all here. Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay, but yeah, I'm sorry, everyone. But my brother Infinite will be joining us today, and Krista and Hassan, are you there?
Nah, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. I thought I had lost y'all for a minute. Okay.
Can you hear me, Brother Malai?
Yes, sir, brother. I can hear you. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about, my brother. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum to you, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam. Is Krista with us? Baby girl, you with us?
Yeah. I think she may be having some technical difficulties, but we can move forward, man, and I know that she'll be joining us shortly.
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's most definitely. Inshallah, as I was mentioning to the people, we are getting ready to have a very powerful show.
That's right.
I just ask everybody who is listening tonight, just give your utmost attention to what is being spoken today. These are two dear brothers that have been dear in my life for a lot of years. Partially, I'll say the whole of my 25 years in prison, especially Brother Willie.
Wow.
Me and Brother Willie, I was bidding with Brother Willie like for, I can't even begin to remember.
That's real camaraderie
and I
right
there, tell, brother. Oh, absolutely. And I want to tell the host, to remind our host, beloved, people, listen, dial in. And when you dial in, if you would like to speak or, you know, say anything, please press 1. Please press 1. We would love to hear from you. We're here. Please press 1. And, you know, you can, this way we can insert you into the conversation and keep everything copacetic. All right? So, alhamdulillah. Okay.
Indeed.
So, do we have our guest with us?
Brother Willie, are you there?
They might have to press 1 so I can know who they are.
They had to press 1.
Yeah, tell,
if you did, press 1.
Press 1, Brother Willie, or Brother Infinite should know. He's been there. He's been there a few times.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you this, Brother Malai, if they're not there, we can most assuredly speak toward what it is that the topic of discussion is tonight.
Yes, sir.
Really, we can set the narrative. You know, we can set the stage for what we're doing as far as changing the narrative based on our actions within
right.
our community, and we're changing
right.
the narrative of that stigma behind returning citizens and how the picture has been painted. That when we come home, the majority of us go back to prison, and so we want to strive to change that narrative. We want to do so in a more tangible way by building business, and so that's going to be the topic of discussion. Yes, sir.
Hold that thought 1 second, brother Hassan. If you there, if you listen, press 1 to speak. Brother Imp, if you listen, press 1. Jay Sun said we got plenty of callers in, but the guests haven't pressed 1, so maybe we don't know if that's them or not tonight. But go ahead, continue on what you were saying, because is a very important message that you were just talking about, what's going to go down on the 15th.
Yeah, well, on October 15th, we're throwing our very first celebration for returning citizens that we're going to be doing within the vein of building businesses. You know, the topic of discussion for us is why is it important that we, you know, as formerly incarcerated individuals who are now transitioning back into society to own our own businesses, to put our own people to work. We kind of touched on that last week with JP a little bit, right?
Yeah, we did. Because
that was a very, very beautiful discussion last week, and if people missed that, we would implore you to go back on Blog Talk Radio and please listen
absolutely
to our previous shows so that you can catch
absolutely.
Up on what it is that we've been doing here, which is really something remarkable, right? And what we're striving to do now is no less remarkable. It's going to be something for the ages, we believe.
It's beautiful to me, like the consistency of all the brothers. You know what I'm saying? Continually planting the seeds, doing the cultivation, making things happen. And I think, you know, it speaks in volumes to the tenacity and the resilience that we as men, you know, came home and had after going through our experience, battling with mental health, battling with physical health, battling with spiritual battles in health, you know what I'm saying, to come home and be ignited as we have. And be united as we have, you know, it's been something very, very, very beautiful, very beautiful.
That's right. And this is you know, I have often, while I was incarcerated, brother, for that 23 and a half years, often sat back and thought about what it would look like, right? What it would look like for all of us who were down all these years to come home and be the saviors that our communities need. I really, really envisioned that, brother. And everything that I see us doing now is exactly how I envisioned it when I was incarcerated, man. And that goes along with dedication toward the end goal, which is making sure that ourselves, our families, and our communities are straight. It's that age old adage of the microcosm or the macrocosm. See, like what goes on in your home is what you would want to go on in your community, and what goes on in your community is what you would want to go on in your country, and what goes on in your country is what you would want to go on in the world. You know,
Bill, that's right, bro.
But it starts with self. It starts with self, though, right?
Okay.
It starts with self,
okay,
bro.
Okay, that's right. Okay, hey, we got baby girl on the phone. We got sis on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, she got past those technical difficulties. That's great.
Yes, sir.
That's good. We appreciate you being here.
Yes. I'm excited for the show today, so I'm just texting.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm excited. Is everybody on the line?
No, we haven't got Brother Willie or Brother Infinite on yet. Hopefully they'll show. You know, I know Inf knows how to punch on with dialing the number and hitting one. I don't know. I'm trying to remind everyone, if you like to speak, please press one. You know, please press one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say this weekend is going to be groundbreaking. I believe it's going to be, you know, very nice outcome. I've got a lot of people that's excited about what's going on this weekend. I got a lot of guys from prison calling and asking me, am I going? Am I going to be there? And I'm like, yes, bringing my meatballs out for the event.
World famous, we might add, world famous.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'm going to really push to be there because I had some other things, but I'm going to push real hard to be there. I'm so excited. I want to see how this is going to really, you know, transpire, and I know it's going to be a great event, you know what I'm saying? And I really encourage people, like, you know, a lot of times, you know, we make time for the things that we want to do, You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just telling you, like, you really want to do this. You really want to make time to be in this environment, in this function, because there's going to be some positive people who are doing some really, really, really wonderful things. And people just, you know, the only way you're going to get advice with what's going on is if you make yourself present. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can talk about what you want to do. You can talk about the help you need. But if you're not working that lane yourself, it's not going to happen, brothers and sisters. And you just have to really, really get out there and let the people know you need help, you know, and we can do all we can to help you.
Right. So, you know, I was talking to some incarcerated men just before I got on the phone with you all, and sometimes I get tied up in calls, and, you know, they only have 20 minutes, so I try to honor their 20 minutes of escape, is what I call it. And so,
right.
Excuse me, everyone.
Brother Willie, let me know that he was being a little bit late because he was having some technical difficulties. He'll be calling in shortly. He'll be calling in right now.
Okay.
He should be calling in right now. And so,
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
You call in, Brother Willie. Please press one.
Press
your
back.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wait a minute. Is it? Hold on. I think some. Wait a minute. He got disconnected some kind of way. Hold up, y'all.
Okay.
We're gonna get it right.
So, going over what the gentleman had brought to my attention, he was saying that he's watching the news and he see all the turmoil with the young and with the youth that we're having, and he's asking, okay, he understands that the a lot of men are absent from the home, but what is needed right now to fix the situation with guardianship with the women, grandparents, and whoever is in the house with the kids, because someone is dropping the ball when it comes to the household. So
right.
Hold on,
everyone. Let me see if we can't get Brother Willie. Can't you say something, Brother Willie?
Peace and blessings, family. How y'all doing?
Good. Alhamdulillah. So grateful to have you
here,
brother.
Yeah, we made it.
Praise be to Allah.
So grateful.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Brother Willie, how you doing, brother? How you doing health-wise?
I'm fine by the grace of Allah, brother. You know what I'm saying? Walking on water, using my faith, my knowledge, vision, determination, walking on water, troubled water, make no difference. I'm just weathering this storm of life, man. I have the difficulty come ease, you know?
Mm.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well,
go ahead, brother.
Listen, with no further ado, we already set the stage for what the topic of discussion was going to be tonight, right? The returning citizens. Our reunion is about changing the narrative, right?
Absolutely.
That's right, Brother Willie. And I just wanted to speak to that effect a little bit so that people could understand that what we're doing now is something that I envisioned during my tenure in prison, how we could become assets rather than liabilities to our community. And now I see us living it out. And this is a beautiful, beautiful thing for me. And I know that we're all feeling as equally charged and motivated to do the work that need to be done so that we can change things around.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And so with you, you know, I my first question to you, Brother Willie, is, you know, why is it important? Why do you think that it's important for us? Because, the focus is building businesses. So why do you think that it's important for us, you know, as returning citizens, formerly incarcerated individuals, to be involved in business, in entrepreneurship? Talk about that for a little bit for me.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. for the opportunity, and thank everybody for providing us with the platform to return the citizens changing the narrative, or returning citizens reunion, because we want to do this not necessarily on a yearly basis as it relates
right.
to the necessity of wealth building, business
right,
building,
right.
Becoming
okay.
entrepreneurs, becoming serial entrepreneurs.
Right.
The reason, brother, that this is important, as I had attended several reunions, and I noticed that we came together in the numbers of 50s, close to 100, and that I knew that that was a prime opportunity for us to bring together our resources in order to produce businesses in our community, wherein others provide, other groups provide for our needs and wants, and I knew that that was our duty and responsibility as returning citizens, as men,
mm-hmm.
who are
right,
supposed
right.
to command our communities, our homes. So we're supposed to have business is just one aspect of what our duty and obligation should be. As the minister
sure.
Louis Farrakhan said, in the word business, you have the word business.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to be busy about building.
That's right.
Opportunities. As I looked around when I came home in 2018, I saw everybody else busy about fulfilling their unique needs.
Mm-hmm.
Unique wants, and they was building, and they had buildings. And they was doing
right,
the
right.
industrious and things that any intelligent and natural human being would do in order to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And so
right,
now
right.
that, you know, brother, we got to produce businesses. We coming home, we got education, we got money, we got skills, and you mean to tell me that we can't come together like every other group is coming together and recognizing the necessity of unity and operation?
Mm-hmm.
We are
you,
able to
you
demonstrate
know, you,
that right in our face. That should be something that
know,
inspires us. Not mad that they doing it because that's just intelligent.
That's
you're
right.
You're doing it by nature.
That's right.
And so, you know, if you were to have anything, and as we spoke not long ago about the 12 jewels of life, some call them the 12 jewels of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
But I call them the 12 jewels of life.
That's right.
And we know that we need food, clothing, and shelter.
That's right.
Want love, peace, and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Human need, which is a human right. And so if we come home and we don't recognize the necessity, we got to recognize the necessity, first and foremost, of the importance or the indispensable importance of unity.
Mm-hmm.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that our unity.
That's right. Yeah.
Would solve 95% of our problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we have a grand divine opportunity to either prove that or disprove that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we can do it
mm-hmm.
with our brothers who have been long stints of time in prison, and we'd have been primed, we'd have been purified, we'd have been shaped, molded, so forth and so on, if we utilized our time wisely while we was incarcerated
mm-hmm.
to come home to do something not mediocre.
That's right.
Democracy shouldn't even be a thought in our mind.
That's
we should
right.
always be thinking about visions and ideas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And trying to find a way as intelligent, mature, spiritual, non-egotistical black men.
That's right, bro.
Come together to produce something, brother, that our nation would be proud of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Grand opportunity, brother, in order to become the model example, to become the paradigm where everybody else may be failing in that respect. I'm saying to us, bro, let's come together, man, and show others who are not doing well in that area, let us be the example for them. Let us be the point.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And so we have our beautiful brothers who have came home and sisters.
That's right. That's right.
Have started their business. and they are entrepreneurs and they doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, we got 100 or 200 brothers and sisters who is going to recognize the necessity of we got to work together. Why? Because if we don't, we don't do for self.
That's right.
If we don't do for our family, if we don't do for our community, if we don't do for our nation,
mm-hmm.
the minister said,
that's right.
We're going to suffer the consequences for failing to turn into a natural and divine duty.
That's right.
Provide for your own.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that our community is hurting. We know that we have a whole lot to deal with and we're confronted with. And brothers, you said everybody's not getting a job when they come home.
Yeah, that's right.
And we have to struggle. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't have to necessarily go ask somebody. This is something that we can create among ourselves, that when our brothers come home, brother, we got you. We're not going to let you fall through the cracks.
That's right.
And go back to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We so it's on us, brother. I don't see nobody. You got people that's doing good work, so I don't want to condemn the good works and the good effort that people, our community, are doing. But I know that we can be doing so much better, brother.
Mm-hmm.
The returning citizens reunion. Mm-hmm. We must lose business. Is rooted in life or death.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we want
brother Willie.
That's right. That's right.
Now, Brother Willie, right. I greatly appreciate the emphasis. But now, brothers like me and yourself and other brothers as Hassan and if we all had an opportunity by the grace of Allah, God, to be reserved to where we were able to refine ourselves through the means of how we, the methodologies of life that we chose to walk in. What do you say to the brothers and sisters' position, but yet they're here in the dunya, in the world, and you know what I'm saying? What can you offer them as advice as to how they can begin the process of renewing their life and re-educating and recultivating themselves?
Yes, sir. Thank you for the question, beloved. Praise be to Allah. In the study of the anatomy of change, the first step is exposure.
How
people must be exposed to a collective life, a collective example. So we have to be a light in the midst of darkness that has, you know, overshadowed our people or enveloped them.
Mm-hmm.
So if they were never exposed to a light that can spark something in the mind to help them to come up out of that condition, then they would stay in that condition perpetually. They need a teacher. How can they do unless they have a teacher? How can they have a teacher unless he be sent? I'm saying that we are the teachers, that we are the redeemers, that we are light among the darkness that pervades the minds of our people, our brothers and sisters. That's not necessarily the life that they want to live, but that's all they've been exposed to. And that exposure develops mental and psychological habits, which controls our behavior.
Come on.
They never taught in their household.
Come on now.
Of business. So we know, I wasn't taught that, bro. Many of us are not exposed in our household, in our community, the science of business.
Come on.
Start in the house among the say of the male-female relationship, but if your parents was never exposed to that, you know what I'm saying? Exposed. So because we got exposed to something, that will put us in the process of transformation. Then we wouldn't have came up out of that darkness. We'd still be traveling in that path.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm saying we was exposed to something we always been yearning to get up, you know, man, something is wrong. I can't figure it out. And when you're ignorant, you can't figure it out, bro. You can't figure it out. So we have to, for us that have come to that point where we figuring it out and we growing and we have a level of consciousness, then it's our duty to demonstrate that consciousness. consciousness to those who are unconsciousness or who are spiritually lost and who are uneducated. So we have to be that torchlight in the midst of the darkness that our brothers and sisters are walking in. And not necessarily condemn them, because we used to do the same thing that they're doing. Until circumstances, people, places, and things we was exposed to, always searching, even though we in the darkness, we always had questions in our mind that we didn't have the light of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to answer until we ran into somebody. But man, I've been looking, man, you spot something in me. So we got to expose our people as a collective, returning citizens, ain't just one, no, a return citizen. No, we talk about multiple citizens coming together with the hopes of forming a union on the basis of economical development. Otherwise, all the good ideas that we may have, the plans that we may have, you need money in this world to fuel your ideas. So, you know, I will go into the community and talk to our young brothers and sisters, but I don't want to go in there, man, and speak the same powerless word to our people that everybody else does, and they don't have money to back their ideas, their words, their plans, their program, their agenda. That serious and visible change.
That's right.
And down hillside where one of our brothers got shot, I think, 21 times. And I witnessed some of our younger brothers that's already on their path, blind, and not due to their own fault, but because of an environment that has exposed them to that light, and that's the only thing that they know, because the mind feeds on the environment.
That's right.
And if it's not in a good environment, then don't expect goodness to come up out of the people. Some people have a level of awareness where they don't allow the environment to envelop them to the point where they become as dark as the environment itself. You go say this, Caucasian now. I heard Martin Luther King quote him. I heard Minister Louis Farrakhan quote him. He said a person, hold on, he said, how it go? He said a person, he said, if a soul is left in darkness, sins will be committed. The person that committed the sin is not the guilty one, but the person who created the darkness is the guilty one. And so if you apply that to the society that we live in right now.
Come on with it, man.
You see, we didn't create this darkness. We didn't create this condition that we find ourselves in.
Teach.
We're already there.
Teach.
If a human being is left in darkness, well, he didn't want to put himself there. Sins will be committed. Transgression will be committed. Misbehavior, criminality of all sorts will be committed. So that darkness and that environment, you know what I'm saying, is shaking and molding that mind, and that mind is being deprived. Essentially, the first thing that we must have, and that's knowledge. And we say knowledge is powerful. And I'm saying we are knowledgeable men and women, enlightened men and women, that we are torchlight in the midst of our people who walk in darkness, gross darkness, as the Bible said. Then, brother, we should be able to affect the change. And if our light is not bright enough, then we need to collectively come together and create and magnify.
That's right.
The light of our intelligence, the light of our knowledge, the light of our wisdom, that has to be translated into producing a tangible, physical reality.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
They movers and shakers.
That's right.
And we not walk about the business and moving and shaking and building institutions. We ain't got our own black bank. And I'm saying, saying among the returning citizens, we can have our own supermarket. We don't have now one.
That's right.
Especially not up in here in Richmond. We had the opportunity, but we blew the opportunity.
Mm.
To have our own black supermarket that will provide for the needs of not just our people, but other people. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, you know,
yeah.
We don't have our own black supermarket. We don't have our own bank. We don't have our own spots, hospital. So, man, we are at the mercy of others in a racist, white supremacist society that's getting worse and worse today, bro.
Damn.
And all the human activity, you know what I'm saying, dealing with law. Your label, law, economics, politics, so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We're suffering. And like Dr. Claude Anderson said, who wrote the Powernomics to help us to come up out of that condition.
Yes.
Black people enrich every other group except themselves. That's crazy, man.
And
so when I was home in 2018, and I was exposed, because Brother Geronimo drove me around. Brother Geronimo drove me around, and he showed me something. And he showed me every other group doing the natural and intelligent thing of doing something for self. And I said, well, Brother, where is that? He started laughing.
Mm.
And I said, what? And I'm saying, brother, our brothers who are pillars in the community, and I have talked to them, and they have agreed. Right, brother? Brother, we can't say that God and Jesus Christ and Muhammad, you know, are examples to help us to save our life, and we don't do the work, the productive work. See, they was productive.
That's right.
Productive work that we know we should be doing, not doing. And so after me doing 35 years in the loving months in the belly of the beast, and then to come home, and you've been out there longer than that, and you mean to tell me, brother, we don't have a Church of God in Christ supermarket?
Nope. Oh, come on, brother. Come on now. Come on, man.
Okay. Hold that thought right there, bro, Willie. That was powerful. Hold that thought. That was fact. Hold that thought right there. Jason, do we have anybody calling in? Anybody want to hit that one, Jason? Did we get any callers in that would like to ask questions or add on?
No, not at this time. There's a lot of callers on,
okay.
Nobody pressing one.
Okay, I encourage you all, please.
Okay.
Be encouraged. If there's something you like to say and comment, please, we welcome you. So just press one. Krista, you had something you wanted to say, sis?
I do. I just wanted to commend you all three of you all, because I look at you all as my role models. You all are my, people who I've learned a lot from. I have not learned anything from, I'm not going to say anything. I've learned more from you all who have gone through it. And people shun away from people who have been incarcerated or people who have gone through it. But I gravitate to you all because you went through it, I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned so much from you all. And I encourage people, if you do not have somebody that's already been through it, it's kind of like that old commercial with a crash test dummy, and it says you can learn a lot from a dummy, and I'm not calling y'all dummies in that aspect. But, you know, just the physical body that they would put in the car, and they would take it and they would ram it, the car into the wall, and it was a test that they would put on TV as a commercial, showing you what the impact and what would happen to you if you were to get into a car accident. So you all went through it so that I don't have to. You all went through it so that many of our children won't have to go through it. And if people don't take heed to the examples that y'all have set and went through and the struggle that y'all have, shame on them. because you three and many more, FOE and Community United Focus and all the other mm-hmm. organizations that we're affiliated with, you know, y'all most definitely are an example to follow. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You all come home and y'all are doing great things. So people do not take heed to the things that y'all have set in place, and that the fact that y'all have went through it so that our children won't have to go through it, you know, it'll be a sad an abomination, you know.
You know,
so
greatly. Just to add on a little bit, and Hassan, before you jump in here, just to add on a little bit, you know, the thing that is, you know, when we was in the barbed wire cities, the modern-day slavery camps, the plantations that we roamed through, you know, people don't understand that there was a great deal of understanding and reasoning.
Mm.
And people don't realize, like, you know, I see so many brothers and sisters out here today, you know, they really do not communicate. You know what I'm saying? They don't communicate with one another. They separate themselves and they kind of draw away from each other instead of closer or near to one another. Brother Willie, if you can you speak more to how the unification of the men that you served your time with, how that was prolific in your growth and everything that you've come to be and are doing right now today?
Praise be to Allah. Very important, brother, because when we run into other enlightened men who have made a turning point in their life, because as Sister Crystal gave the analogy about the crash dummy.
Right.
Often saying, you know, and without reservation, I was an ignorant crash dummy.
Come on now. Yes.
So we often see to ignorance. Yeah. That was the dominant thing that was prevailing our psyche, our mind.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You ignorant, man, that is an ignorant. Man, in spite of everything that we witness in America, our greatest enemy is ignorance.
Mm.
That's our greatest enemy. And so it's a divine blessing if we come in contact with and be exposed to a brother who is eliminating ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And so his enlightenment, his example, he demonstrating this. He's showing forth and proving whatever development he's in that state, is power and force. And so, you know, we was attracted. We know we powerful,
mm-hmm.
but we don't have the knowledge of what that is.
Mm.
And so it allowed us to deform as we begin to see the necessity for unity and how powerful unity is. I witnessed that when I was in the wall as a juvenile. I witnessed the brothers come together, collect. You had to say nothing, man, we ain't going in. One person can say that, brother, and set up a change
right.
and action.
Mm.
The next
That's
thing,
right.
the whole truth, because then it will just spread it that word.
Right. That's right.
That word, and it transformed everything. And them brothers, by virtue of their unity, was able to accomplish what they set out to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy, who wants to perpetuate the ignorant, make sure that the populace is ignorant, because that's division.
That's right.
That's division.
Yes, sir.
Does not give us the power that we need in order to transform human life.
That's right.
We must, once we wake up, whatever issues, ideological issues we may have, just philosophies or whatever the case may be,
right.
our enlightenment and commonality for collective survival should trump all that.
Indeed so.
Should trump all
yes,
that.
Sir.
So,
yes.
Our nation of Islam.
Yeah.
We got brothers of God body, so forth and so on. Man, so what? The enemy saying, man, so what?
Yeah.
Are y'all, quote unquote, Negro, so called Negro, are y'all intelligent enough with whatever education information y'all have to come together and change y'all reality.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't about, you know what I'm saying, man, arguing with for what? Man, we better argue with this situation and change our reality.
Yes, let's
so,
go. That's
right. With brother no more. You know, I'm mature enough, man, to stay focused on the main objective. Man, can we find a way to unite and make this thing work? Because everybody else is doing it. Whatever problems they have, they subordinate their problem for the greater good and the greater cause of themselves. And I'm saying,
yes, sir.
Suffer the consequences for not doing for self and for not coming together to show genuine, thorough, unadulterated unity. If we know, and we see what unity does, no problem.
Yes,
we don't have no more Asians going out there, man, protesting their vote or nothing, but they own their communities.
Mm.
Yes,
they
sir.
Own their communities. Mm. They're intelligent. And they wise enough, and then they raise up in a culture of unity and uniformity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't hire nobody else. They hire their own.
That's right.
Everybody
That's
else
right.
in understanding the dynamic importance of being united, men, women, and children.
That's right.
Everybody get that orientation. Everybody get that culture of bringing. You don't go against your family. We stay united because, man, we in a world that is vicious, that is ugly, that is ruthless, and
yes,
they trying to make everybody a slave.
Yeah.
And That's so right. the Bible yes, don't say Satan has deceived the whole world for nothing.
Mm.
We need to, if that's written, then how can we
That's right.
uncover deceit. Am I deceived? Could I have that man? Am I deceived? Doggone right, I was greatly deceived.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For anybody that comes, brother, to be a light, a torchlight in our midst so that the enlightened can become unified. That's the whole objective. The enlightened, coming about ignorance, okay, what we do? We unify with more light. We unify our power. We unify our creativity.
Yeah.
We come up with a program and an agenda.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So, unique problems, and they are indeed unique because they stem all the way back from slavery, and we ain't been able to shake that yet.
That's right.
Mm. You know.
That's right.
Wow.
Let us come together and continue to amplify the light of our understanding in unity so that people can see, because that's a struggle, brother, because the moment we say we going to do,
bring us you know what, Brother Willie, man, listen, brother, I feel so blessed,
right,
to be here speaking. What we talking about, speaking about what we talking about right now, because this is the only thing that's going to change the narrative, right? What we've been talking about. How do we do that? And brother,
right.
When you talked about deception, I realized that we are the ones who recognize now that we was deceived, right?
Mm-hmm.
We was deceived, you know, out there chasing illusions. Chasing not dreams but nightmares, really.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Because when you think about a dream, you're thinking about something that's supposed to be pleasant. And for us to strive to obtain those jewels that we talked about, right? The last three, which is love, peace, and happiness.
Yes, sir.
You know, when we talk about those things, how do we achieve those things? The only way that you can achieve those things is first you have to break yourself up out of the deception. Because oftentimes when we are deceived, we proceed to live within that deception until something comes about that makes us change our point of view.
True. Yes, sir.
And now since we're here and our point of view has been changed, we have said that we want to come together and do something tangible. Right, we want a tangible solution. We don't want no more. We talking about this, but we about to be about this. This is what it's about. words sound power. And for us, what you're hearing,
that's right,
the words that are coming out of our mouth is our bond.
That's right.
And we believe that what? That your word is your bond, and your bond is your life, and you should give your life before your word shall fail you.
Yes, sir.
And so if we've taken that oath to say that our prayers, sacrifices, life, and death is all for Allah, right? Mm-hmm. If we've taken that oath to say that we're going to stand up and be the man that we're supposed to be for our families, for our women and our children. You know, our women been here and have given birth to a child without the agency of a man for over 310 years of chattel slavery and another 100 years of slave wages. So, brother,
mm-hmm.
it's time for us to do something tangible. And so we said, well, we're going to come together, and we're talking about this right now, but we really going to spark this off on the 15th, man. We want to bring about the first ever fraternity of formerly incarcerated individuals, co-ed, I might add, fraternity and sorority, for brothers and sisters who were formerly incarcerated. And we have chosen the name for this to be CORE, which is Community Organizations, right? Community Organizations Restoring Equality. Restoring equality within our communities, man, because that's what's needed. Equality means balance, and that balance bring about justice. And we truly have justice when everybody has equality, man. You know, and this is what we're striving to do.
And that,
yes, sir.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that was very imperative to be heard. Jay Sean, do we have anybody calling in? Anybody want to press that one?
No, not at this time.
Okay.
All right. At this moment, I'd just like to give a shout out to some of our sponsors, Osric Ingredients. That is Osric Ingredients Cricketware. You can go online and you can find online. If you go ahead and you log in to Osric Ingredients, that's Osric Ingredients. And then, of course, Authentically Me, which is located out here in Norfolk at Lafayette Boulevard, 2517 Lafayette Boulevard. You know, holistic care and body care and spiritual care, you know, come through. And also you can go to, if you want to get a nice cut, I encourage you to please get over there to 2517 Lafayette Boulevard and get down to the Barber's Lounge, E&M Barber Lounge, Brother Mickey L. Listen, y'all get out there and support these black brothers and their businesses, okay? With that, we got 8 minutes, Brother Willie. Actually, 7 minutes. Can you
okay.
round up in 2 minutes, brother? What was the benefit of coming here tonight to join us? And can you just share with everybody where this event will be taking place on the 15th of October?
Yes, sir. October the 15th at the Supreme Flea Market, 3302 Williamsburg Road, Returning Citizens Reunion. We must produce businesses. Businesses produce is the activity of life, and we want to sustain our life, so we have to be about the business of developing those things that will satisfy our needs and our wants. It was a great opportunity. It was a platform. It allows us to speak in a medium, and the word must have a medium by which it communicates itself. And as the Bible said, life and death is in the power of the tongue.
I think that
we are speaking life into the ether, into the atmosphere, that whoever is listening to us, brother, their minds will be sparked. They will hear their mind will begin to contemplate and ponder upon what has been expressed and said, and perhaps that will put them in motions to start changing their thinking, their behavior, their way of thinking in their life. And so this was a very important platform. And whenever we have these opportunities, our job should be to give life all around us.
Mm.
And if it's not going to be utilized, then we become an accomplice for the spiritual wickedness in high places that's governing us right now. You might not get flesh and blood, spiritual principalities, high places, rulers of the wickedness in the darkness, brother. So we here as men of light, men striving to shape, continue to shape and mold our character, along with our black woman who's been there. Shout out to all of the nonprofit organizations that's been fighting and standing in the gap trying to get us home.
That's right.
We have to do something, especially for our black woman that's been fighting, bro. And that's on the planet, but something more specific and something that is profound where they can know that we appreciate it every waking moment to help us to get home.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
With that, brother, we got 5 minutes and we're going to have to, well, we actually got 4 minutes. We're going to have to round this up, y'all. I want to really give all praise and thanks belonging to Allah God for the blessing of having this platform that we can have significant brothers like yourself, Brother Willie. I thank you so much, man, for your mentoring. Even though I know I'm older than you, brother, you've always been a light, a beacon, a light of if I could just say a beacon of light of resilience. And since I've known you, and I really pray that Allah continues to guide you upon the straight path and that you continue to have the strength to assert the work that you've been doing for so many years, brother. And we love you and we support you, brother. And once again, brother, just may Allah continue to reward you and take care of you and your family. We need brothers like you in the community. And thank you so much, brother, for always being a man of understanding and reason, and always being an example to so many of us, brother. And, I'm just so grateful. Right now, we're going to take this time, Brother Hassan, my beloved sister, Krista, y'all want to give in your last remarks before we close out?
Yeah, well, Krista, do you want to?
Yes, I just want to say, I appreciate you. I've known you for a little over a year now, and you have not wavered or changed. You've always been the same, and you have you're like a horse with blinders on. You know exactly what's needed in the community. So I just want to commend you for, staying in the fight and allowing, others to, just be around you. And you be the light for people in the community.
And Brother Willie, since I came home, man, your arms was open to me from day one, right? And I remember you coming to pick me up, man, and I went out for 2 days. I had been out for 2 days, and we went around to the Bell Tower Rally, and we went around there together, and those are some of the first pictures that I took when I came home, and I took that as I wanted to have that as a reminder, because when we were out there, we saw that it really wasn't a lot of people out there, and we said to each other, brother, we got to change this. This is unacceptable. This cannot be. And Don Scott said the same thing, didn't he? He said, this is unacceptable. He said, I done took off from work and I done came down here to the rally and it ain't nothing but maybe 20 people out here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's unacceptable. And so from that day forward, we vowed that would be unacceptable for us. We would not accept that. And what we're doing now is a part of exactly what we began to move toward on that day, I remember. And I'm just thankful that I have you with me, brother, and I'm thankful to be with you toward the end goal of striving to change the narrative, man, and doing that through building business. And we got some real things, special things planned for everybody. We need you to come out. But, Brother Willie, I appreciate you so much. I just wanted to let you know that, man. It's truly a labor of love with you, And you know, all praise is due to the Most High, God Allah, for that.
Thank you. And to all our guests, to all our folk who are listening on the phone, thank you for tuning in. And like I said, always remember, you know, take the time and press that one if you'd like to speak or comment. You know what I'm saying? And if you need anything that we can possibly help you with, please DM us. You know, and we will definitely get back to you. Point of Impact, y'all, is a direct talk podcast. We strive to provide direct issues of resolve to those issues. We strive to bring you direct resolve to those issues. We are here. Utilize us. You know, we are a resource. You know what I'm saying? And that resource is meant to be utilized. So don't feel as though, you know what I'm saying, you're asking the wrong question or you're saying something that is not the right thing to say or it's not politically correct or it's a dumb question or no, there's no such thing. You know what I'm saying? There's no such thing. We are here for you. As you just met a profound brother, Brother Willie, and many of the other guests that we've had, you know, we are striving to encourage you to please step up so that we can help you, but you got to first want to help yourself, okay? And that's where we are. We're here for you. Community United Focus and Cuffs and Freedom Over Everything, foe. We thank you all for your support. Everyone, please stay tuned and look out. December the 17th, we are having our first annual Point of Impact Banquet, okay? Our first annual Impact Banquet. That's right, y'all. We want y'all to come on in and come through, okay, to the War is Won. All right? So and it's going to be held in, right now in the venue is Norfolk at the House of Consciousness on 35th Street. And right now that's where we're planning. We may need a larger venue, actually. I'm not certain. So we may need a larger venue. But at this point, we're considering that spot. But we do have to go. We want to again thank our brother and our comrade and our brother, our companion, Brother Willie, for coming through. He's supposed to have joined us a while back, but the brother had to, you know, tend to his health. And we pray that Allah continues to heal him and comfort him and his family so that he continue to be the prosperous man that he is in our community and be the example and continue to help and teach. And with that, y'all, I'm going to always, as we always close and say, people, please. Listen, man, whatever you're doing, stop it. Stop what you're doing right now, and I want you to do something right now, right at this moment, that's going to benefit you in this life and the hereafter, and that's going to benefit your family and then your community, okay? Allah says in Surah 66, Ayah 6, he says in that verse, he says, save yourself, then your family, and then your locality from the brimstone, from the burning fire.
That's right.
So let's get out
here
some work. And with that, everyone have a safe week. Thank you. This was, again, a wonderful show. If you missed it,
beautiful,
you can log on and link in. You know what I'm saying? We got the link there. So come on back as Brother Hassan spoke. You know, if there's plenty of shows that you need to catch up on, come on and you can just go and log on to Blog Radio Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Okay? We'll see you all later. You can see us on Facebook. Everyone, please be safe. And assalamu
alaikum.
Good night. I mean, good night, everybody. I love y'all. See you
later.
Peace.
I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again.
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip, and thought I would a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick, can fake a ship. Thinking with your head, but you get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and save, save a win. Nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, your lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you, I wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.